Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
For the last 2 years on this programme, we've been explaining to people who previously worked in the UK that you could well be entitled to a British state pension, even if you are already claiming a pension here or you'll be entitled to one in the future. And if you act quickly, you could boost that pension considerably. Now, the deadline for applications for that is coming up. To explain all of this, I'm joined by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. So, Charlie, the deadline is really important here, isn't it? Because it's been extended twice now. It's probably not going to be extended again, so people have to act now.
I think you're absolutely right, Claire. The deadline is April the 5th, and it has been extended twice because there's such a rush of applicants on this. And but it's unlikely they'll extend it again. Now, they are being kind of flexible, you know, with people. If you get the application in, you don't have to pay the money. You just need to get the application in. There's also a kind of system where you can leave a call, basically record a message through the Department of Works and Pension in Britain in Newcastle. The Future Pension Centre is the place. And if you leave a message with them, they're promising to get back to you and acknowledge that you've made, you know, that you're in the system now. But you need to get into the process and you're in the system. This is, as Owen McGee had said on your program before, Claire, this is insanely generous. Basically, you know, you may not qualify at all for a UK pension because you don't have 10 qualifying years. But, you know, by doing this voluntary buying of topping up your pension, voluntary buying national insurance contributions, you can get yourself a pension, or you can get yourself up to 18 years of pension contributions. You can buy 18 years of pension contributions to give yourself a very decent British pension, even though you may have only worked in Britain for a few years. And even if you've only worked there for 1 year, Claire, this is just ridiculous. Under the shared EU residency rule, if you came from working in England for 1 year and then went and worked somewhere else in the EU, and Brexit doesn't impact this, if you work somewhere else in the EU after that, you can still apply for this. So you usually need 10 years qualifying years to qualify for a UK pension, but you can buy back these years. So up until April the 5th, there's a very generous concession that you can buy back up to 18 years. Normally, you can only buy 6 historical years. So sounds a bit complicated, but in other words, you can buy yourself a British pension, and if they class you as class 2 national insurance contributions, it will only cost you €200 a year. Mm. That's what I'm doing now. I worked in the UK for 5 years. I kind of didn't think I was going to qualify for much, but I'm paying €200 a year now, and I'm topping up my UK pension and buying an extra 18 years. I'll have a fairly decent UK pension on top of my Irish state pension when I retire.
So it's really worth it, right?
It is, Claire, but a typical Irish, you know, what are we doing? Thousands of people are leaving it at the last minute. They've been kind of thinking about this for a while. They've been saying, oh, I must do it. They've been doing it for the last year. They've been saying, I must do this, and they haven't done it. Mm. So you're kind of running out of time. You need to start doing it pretty damn quick.
Yeah, but
do it online.
It's one of those things now, Charlie, that you look at it and you go, that's great, but it sounds really complicated. And people who've been through the process will tell you that it is quite complicated. The first thing you have to do is find your national insurance number and then go from there, right?
It's not going to be easy. They need proof of who and what you are and that you've worked in England. So you are going to have to dig out that national insurance number, maybe in a box somewhere in your files. I found it in a box, and dig out the last addresses you were at. I found those from letters that my mother had kept that I had sent home. You will need the last couple of addresses, the name of the last employers, you know, your passport details. And if you can't find that national insurance number, there are options to kind of get hold of that. I mean, you can get on to gov.uk and lost national insurance number, or else there's phone numbers you can ring, or else you can go up to, if you bring your passport and 2 forms of other additional identification, there's off, you know, you can go to the offices, the British Social Welfare offices in Derry, Enniskillen or Newry, whichever of those is closest to you, and you can get your national insurance number there. Mm-hmm. The key information is the national insurance number. Once you have that, that's what opens up this this great gift. It can only be described as a gift. You know, once this is a one-off opportunity here now. Buy very cheaply. Buy back years and give yourself a very good pension if you work in the UK.
When it's gone, Charlie. When it's gone, it's gone.
I sound like a huckster here, but it sounds too good to be true because it is just really, really generous and decent, and you need to do it.
Okay, so if you worked in the UK, you need to get onto this and you need to do it now. And that's the message from Charlie Weston, who isn't going to get a penny out of you for saying that. Listen, I want to talk to you about energy bills as well, because we saw these reports that one in four households in arrears on gas bills and one in 10 are in arrears on electricity bills. Now, Jack Chambers, the minister, was on this morning. He said that there won't be energy credits like those widespread energy credits that went to everybody. They're not happening in future budgets. But is there danger here? Because do the numbers tell us now that they're needed?
Yeah, and his own official, well, not his official, but the officials in the Department of Energy are saying they're needed as well. The Irish Times have they've information that the officials in the Department of Energy are saying, look, there's a very high level of arrears here. Energy prices are up hugely since the energy crisis started. 90% hike in electricity costs and 60% in gas. We saw last week as well, SSE Electricity announcing an increase in their prices for gas and electricity from April the 2nd. But Jack Chambers on Morning Ireland, he set his face against what he called ad hoc supports for people. But the department officials are saying that in the Department of Energy, there should be targeted reliefs for people, particularly those people who are in arrears because they're struggling to pay. There's something like 250,000 people in arrears on their electricity bills and 140,000-150,000 on gas bills. So, look, I think this is going to play out a bit now. We're going to start seeing other energy providers following SSE Electricity and with increases in electricity and gas prices. There will be pressure on to bring back some sort of energy credits, even if they are targeted, which is difficult to do and expensive, but there will be pressure on to do that.
All right, well, let's see what happens with that one. Charlie, thanks so much. Charlie Weston there from the Irish Independent.